You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I am your host today, Robert Cast. Unfortunately, Roman could not be with me today. He is dealing with an inappropriate figgy pudding issue while perusing our tasty nudes. But in all seriousness, this is our holiday week this week, and we didn't want to leave you in a lurch, so I threw together this little clip show. This is kind of a greatest hits of the Roman Podcast. So hey, if you're going to introduce the show to somebody that you know, introduce them to episode 92. This is a smattering of what topics we hit each and every week. I really hope you enjoy what we put together, and without further ado, here is Roman Podcast Greatest Hits, Volume 2.
Man who claims girlfriend choked to death during oral sex wants to show the jury his penis.
What?
Say, I know she's dead, but you should see my cock. It's huge.
It's one bill. Come on.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I don't want a hotel, especially in Nevada. But I'm not running like the Canadian Bunny Ranch or whatever the fuck they got down there.
It's called the Beaver Ranch.
The
Beaver Ranch, yeah.
What do you want tonight, beaver or moose?
Welcome to, hey, how's it going, bud? Welcome to the Beaver Pelt. Darts are two for a buck, eh?
Yeah.
Shut up, I don't know why I'm kind of confused after this. A few episodes of Outlander.
Big hairy men in fur you going.
Maybe I think it's, I don't know. Next time I see somebody in a kilt, I'm going to be, I see.
I'm going to hide my DNA results from you, so.
Yeah. Fine. Oh, I'll hide my DNA on you.
Our tasty nude campaign. God damn it. I think you guys think I said tasty dudes.
It's been a tsunami of tasty dudes.
Dudes. Well, the last one we got the message, and it was from Belly Button Up, nude.
We'll call him Captain Sneaky.
Captain Sneaky, yeah. And then I got the next message. It goes, you want the bottom half?
So there was a kid in China whose name, this is by coincidence, his name is Pee-Pee.
Okay, yeah.
Pee-Pee put some magnets in his pee-pee.
Like, and, in his urethra? Like,
yeah, because he was curious. Fuck. He just started shoving them in his urethra.
Oh, I've been curious and put stuff places, but holy fuck, never there. Like,
yeah, right?
Right. Like,
here's a place to store the stuff. No. Greg, sorry for swapping Jesus for sausage roll in nativity scene. I mean, if you're a store that makes sausage rolls,
yes,
and there's a theme there, yes. You know, you just want to carry it over to everything, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like, and I can, and a little sausage, because it's a little sausage wrapped up in some pastry, and
it's what a beautiful nativity scene. Sweet baby Jesus, that's a sausage roll.
That's. And we approach one of these cars, and they got the stick figure family on the back window.
Yes.
This family had half a dozen kids. Like, it was ridiculous. And I turned to my wife and said, oh my God, look at all the kids I have. Hey, try some butt stuff. And then my wife turns to me and says, dry butt stuff? No, not dry. It's a comedy app, and somehow we qualify.
Nice.
Yes, we've been approved. So I don't. Someone thinks we're funny. I don't. Hopefully, you know, other people are listening to comedy and like, hey, what's this? Oh, well, they're a couple of
Yeah. Are you interested in listening to a couple of from Canada who think they're funny?
Wow.
Well, here's an app for you.
Yes.
Bunny Ranch owner plans a Raider-themed brothel near Las Vegas.
Oh, fantastic.
So the fans of the Oakland Raiders who are upset that your team is moving, don't worry. When you come to Vegas, there'll be all new happy endings for everybody.
Because they're like, a Raider is like, it's on their logo. It's a pirate.
Exactly.
So and are so they going to have women with peg legs and one eyes and
oh, we can
and
only
hooks
hope.
And hooks for hands?
Gay porn studio under fire for using a didgeridoo as a dildo. Up until it goes in, then it goes.
Okay, so is it the size they're worried about?
Well, here's a quote. I'm going to didgeridoo you in the.
There was somebody listening to our show while soaking in the tub.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, all soapy. Bad news, it was a dude.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so,
always a dude.
Yeah, so that was real nice. I'm like, oh, look at this message. Oh.
I'm confused and slightly interested. But
any port in a storm, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. I think I spent all my birthdays the same way with my favorite person.
Oh,
me.
Oh, there you go. A little menage a moi. Put on some Sting, light a candle.
Yeah.
Get the scented lube. Scream if you want to, but it's my birthday.
It smells like pine. No, wait, this is actually pine sol.
Ow! Oh, well.
You can always wear a Chewbacca mask. Yeah, don't bring it to prison because you're most likely going to get assaulted. And the last thing you want to do is be like, "Rrr!"
It'd be more than your mouth working that Chewbacca jaw.
Just let me hear you, Chewbacca. No. But he wants more.
Roar for more.
And if you're wondering, Rob and I do have matching thongs.
Yes.
His is a thong. Mine's a bathing suit, but it eventually looks like a thong.
It looks like a thong, yeah.
It's very European.
I think
that's why Europe's breaking up.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, I think I could see your Brexit.
Oh, how long have you been holding on to that one?
I just came up with that one, man. Delivery driver for caught on camera pooping on man's driveway.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Why would you pinch a loaf on someone's driveway? Like, it would never even cross my mind. Like, I need home court advantage as it is. It has to be a pretty big emergency to be going into the local McDonald's.
Even if it's an emergency, I don't think if the option came up and went, drop your pants and shit in this guy's driveway, or shit your pants where I'm sitting going, well, I better fucking drop a deuce on this guy's driveway. Yeah. No, it would be the last thing on my mind. And I want to apologize. I said before, once I said that it was a male-centric audience. It's not. I think it's quite diverse.
Yes.
Based on the feedback that we've been getting. So, ladies, I hear you. I know you're there.
Yes. Thank you.
We'll talk about spiders biting as much as you want.
Exactly. For everyone.
For everyone. I'm from up north. Pretty much anything I have is like a stack of buttons anyways. So.
Yeah. Well, it is April. It's time to play peekaboo.
Unfurl is what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Ours is like with a Canadian male. Basically, you yank his pants down at 2nd of February, and if he sees his own shadow, it's 6 more weeks of winter or something.
6 more inches of ooh la la.
6 inches. off. We should explain. We normally do this via Skype.
Yeah. Initially, we started here, and then we figured out how to do it via Skype.
Yes.
And it was a lot easier this way. And then once in a while, it's good to come back to the old homestead.
Homestead?
What the was that? Oh, excuse me. Freudian slip there. Robbie's been working out. I think it's been rubbing off on my dialect.
I guess if you have an abundance of something in your country, I mean, like, and you're trying to get it to a place where it's very desired, it'd be like us. We're flying to the UK. We're going to stick some maple syrup. That's right. Yeah.
Just look, if you're pulling maple syrup out of your ass, somebody at the other end's going, man, I hope that's maple syrup.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he's rubbing his belly. He can't wait. Oh, thanks, buddy.
Quick, somebody give me some French toast. I can get rid of this. Man has best excuse ever for being naked at a car wash. Like, I have my excuses.
Well, there's legitimate excuses.
You have better soap.
I like those big flappy brushes.
They tickle my man parts.
Tickle.
It slaps them around a bit. And all the guys, if it's touchless, it's just not the same.
No.
I go to a car wash to get touched, thank you.
Yes, who doesn't? Well, here it is. 5 nurses at a Denver medical center were suspended for 3 weeks after inappropriately viewed a deceased patient's body. Here's a quote. Multiple staff members viewed the victim while he was incapacitated, including and after he was deceased. So maybe, I don't know, women, like, guys know this. If you're unconscious or dead, I don't know, I don't
understand why we have to amend this sentence or this general moral rule. If you're with somebody and you're in the room and they are unconscious or dead,
or dead,
the amendment, yeah, don't fucking touch them and don't look at their genitals. Fuck's sakes.
Merry Christmas.
It is Christmas week.
It is Christmas week.
This is exciting. Are you ready?
Yeah. You see my tree behind me? No, wait,
no.
You don't.
No, I don't.
I was still in the middle of renovations, so I didn't pull any Christmas stuff. I'll pull it out probably today. Well, that sounds... Sorry about that.
We hit the ground running one second.
Yeah, there we are.
You made it to 24 seconds. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Man arrested after selling farts in jars without a vending license.
Have you heard of Cup of Cheese?
Okay,
you've never heard of Cup of Cheese? Okay, well, if you're sitting around, usually with your buddies, and you fart, but you cup your hand over your buttocks, so when you, and then you fart in your hand, and then you put it over the nose, and you yell, Cup of Cheese!
Oh, Jesus.
You've never heard of that?
Well, I never heard it called Cup of Cheese before.
Yeah, but okay, so basically, you get the idea. So is this what he's trying to do? He's, like, jarring his farts in the same...
Yeah, it's basically some people have basically like to smell farts, apparently, and he's got a business on this.
You do have family that are both across the borders, then that's even better for everybody because you get two Thanksgiving. Boy, exactly. How cool is that?
Buffalo is an hour from my place. Now, I don't know Thanksgiving in Buffalo, but hey.
Well, we don't really know anybody in Buffalo, but we're coming to your house, Buffalo.
Yes.
Hey, we heard it's Thanksgiving, eh?
You guys have the poutine at the Thanksgiving?
So then this guy here, apparently he had his junk torn off when he was a kid by a dog.
You're right.
And so they gave him a bionic penis.
Of course. I'm just going there, low-hanging fruit. I'm like, oh, there it goes.
For those who don't know what that is.
Watch the $6 million man. It's very intimate. Well, you have a nice, powerful stream there today, Bill. Thank you. I had my prostate.
Have you tried Flomax? Because you seem to have an issue.
Yeah. No, I'm just a little stage fright. I'm not used to having people.
I feel uncomfortable. Yes. Well, I can see that. It's just shriveling right up. But you should talk to somebody about that. Yes. I'm trying not to talk to you about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get me started on the servers and all that because, you know me, I'm a big guy. And when I walk into a restaurant and they look at me and they go, do you want to sit in a booth? And I'm there with my brother who's 6'6".
Yeah.
And also a big guy. And like, between the two of us, we pretty much make kindling out of a booth.
Yeah. No,
you know, it's just like my kingdom for a hostess with spatial reasoning skills.
Spatial reasoning. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, well, I just saw one with Charlie Hunnam or something there, and he was King Arthur, and he was showing his abs and whatever the fuck he does, and it was entertaining. Once you get like, I mean, hey, it's like anything else.
I could do the same movie and try to show my abs and pretend I'm like I'm King Arthur, but I'm pretty sure the audience is going to be like, not the same.
I think those abs are painted on. I'm not going to lie, there might be some shadowing here.
They're stenciled on. In fact, nobody has a 27 pack.
I know.
There's a lot of real estate there for my abs. It's like they have sprayed over and over and over.
They go
on
for miles.
Is it a 27 pack? I don't think that's right.
Instead of tasty nudes, it turned to tasty dudes, and now pasty nudes and pasty dudes. Like, it just got, no, let's make this podcast great again. Let's bring it back to tasty nudes, please. And we have lots of tasty dudes, so, you know, if you're feeling we're a little low, we're still
good. No, we're full. We're good. Yeah, quota's been filled forever.
Disco tits, that's just basically body painting. It's like, oh, you know, you see that in the magazines all the time. It's like, oh, are they wearing a shirt? No, they're just painted. Oh, that's amazing.
Right, and then they add glitter on top.
Disco tits on a Saturday night. Like, yes. Just for fun.
Yeah, well, sure.
So do I, but I mean, you know, please go back in the house, sir. I've heard too many times.
Hugh Hefner passed away.
Hef has a lot to do with, you know, our upbringing. For me, that was a, pardon the pun, it's not even a pun, but it's the actual word, a seminal part of my youth. Yeah. He's the reason that you, you had to walk through the room. And I shared a room with my brother. He's the reason that there were landmines in my room. You had to be careful what socks or what towel you picked up.
Yes.
You know, because if not, you know, when this stuff dried, it was like super glue or, you know, or you heard the crunchiness.
Oh, okay. This is disgusting. We crossed the line for a show. I think I'm going to quit.
Okay, so you know how Batman had his own ninja stars that look like the bat symbol? That's a batarang.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
But yeah. So you're talking to.
I know what a fucking batarang is.
Well, I know you do, but I'm talking for our listeners who don't know. Rob's getting upset. I know what a fucking batarang is.
What do you think I am? Some kind of fucking nerd? Oh, never mind. Continue. Oh, geez, Doc. You're telling me you made a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Come on, Marty. We gotta go back in time and do something with your kids. I'm not sure.
Oh, this is heavy. Anyway, that's enough for Back to the Future Theater.
Marty, get in the train. It's a train, Doc. Get in the goddamn train.
Florida swingers orgy goes horribly wrong.
Go on.
Yeah, Florida swingers orgy, a swingers orgy, not your regular orgy.
Yeah, that's right.
A swingers orgy.
Right.
You know, one of those, hey, I met you in the checkout line, let's have an orgy orgies. No. Swingers orgy. Yeah, they want to make sure that you know it's all couples.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to be going weird.
Yeah, you want to be the odd man out in an orgy, trust me. A Catholic school in Australia has covered up a statue of a saint giving a loaf of bread to a boy after complaints that it was a little too suggestive. Right? The statue of St. Martin de Porres shows the bread being held at crotch level as a smiling boy gazes up with a hand reaching for the loaf. The two-dimensional conceptual plan for the statue were viewed and approved by the executive team. Well, this seems normal. How about you? Yeah. This seems normal to me. This seems normal, eh? That's what a saint is, right? That's what he does? Yeah, that's what he does, all right. And then they saw the two-dimensional version. When they saw the three-dimensional version, they're like, oh, this is potentially suggestive. But potentially.
Potentially. He's serving him a big loaf. I know in wartime, soldiers, they're away from home. They go see a lady of the night. And what they do in order to get rid of gonorrhea, they used to try to dip their in vodka. So, and what they would think, oh, we're using the alcohol to get rid of the infection.
Ah.
So,
yeah.
Again, I don't know. I'm sure, hey, dip your socks in vodka.
Just don't drink it because nobody wants some vodka. Every time I send out a pic of somebody's balls.
Which is a lot.
Well, no. Every Easter, I always send out the one where it looks like the turkey throat, but it's actually the right? And there's that one. And then there was Santa Claus. The bag over his shoulder was like a...
Basically, Roman has balls for all occasions.
Right.
Including solar eclipses, apparently. Do they reach around the other side like they do drive on the other side of the road in the UK? While Rob was nice enough to tweet at me, he says, "And reach arounds are done from back to front. Front to back would and slash should be called an awkward puppet. And front to front is called a familiar handshake." Well, at least nobody was hurt.
Well, I think somebody was hurt. If you're using Vaseline to masturbate, I got news for you. Bad idea.
Not like somebody's dumping beach sand in there.
No, I know, but it's something we learned when we were kids is that it's thermogenic. It heats up real.
Yeah, it's like a piston.
We're always told when we were kids, never use that for sex or anything because it's not a good product. It can cause some serious burns if you go too fast.
How hard are you fast and f***ing off? What the fuck? Vigorously.
Start smoking. Yeah. Well, look, if I'm extremely greasy. The French brings the sex.
The sex. Yeah, you can't just say I'm having sex. You have to say the sex.
Yeah, so I stole that from Talking Dead. So
thank you,
Chris Hardwick, who actually inspired us to do this podcast. So there you go.
Hey, what comes around reaches around. That's what we say.
That's right.
So if you see Chris Hardwick, give him a reach around for us.
For us. Absolutely for us.
I'm not putting down working McDonald's, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a teenager that's just not interested in being there and doesn't give any f**ks about what sauce you have in your bag.
You gotta do what I do, which is intimidate the hell out of them when you go through the drive-thru. Is that when they give you your order, you stop, you open the bag, you look at it, then you look back at them, and you point your fingers at their, the two fingers at them, and then you point back at your bag, you point back at them, going like, "I'll be back if it's wrong."
Be back if it's wrong.
You do this twice, they never get your order wrong again.
Yeah, but you're a pretty tall guy, man. I don't want anybody. I wouldn't want a guy like you looking at me going, "You better not fuck up my meal, bitch." You mean like yeah, well, oh, wow.
I had a friend I hung out with. She'd have that lisp a little bit when she speak, but her sisters had a more pronounced version of that.
Yeah.
One day I'm at her place, and her sisters walk in, and they say her name. They're like, "You'll never guess what they had at the mall. They had chocolate-covered chocolate chip cookies." Dude, I nearly lost my shit.
So translate, they had chocolate-covered chocolate chip cookies. This is our Christmas show.
This is from the one guy who grew up Catholic and from the other guy who was a staunch atheist.
A staunch atheist. Well, yes, I was baptized and communed and confirmed and whatever else priest does to you just as a small boy.
It just didn't take.
It didn't stick. No. He must have worn a condom. Oh, no. What did I do? This is a holiday show. What?
That's it. Show's over.
Show is over. Wow. In other news, we got a review reach around.
Nice.
Yes. Mumbles the Clown.
That's awesome.
Review reach around from a clown is. Can you hear me writing this on my bucket list? Check.
Can I get a 5-star clown reach around? Excuse me? That's a new drink I invented.
That was very specific on my bucket list, and that's amazing. Yes. My oldest is turning 14 tomorrow.
Is this a wart we're talking about, or is
a wart? No.
Oh, your child. Oh, yes, you mean your child.
Oh, the genital warts I got burned off years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you were very specific, so I...
Yes. In nursing this genital wart. Wow.
I call this one Steve. Oh, my God.
Why? Well, I'm assuming that's where it came from. I don't know. I don't know the parentage. Where did I get this thing from? I may have been when I was in Taipei. Don't know.
But she loved me a long time. 15 years, long time.
That's a long time. Chinese New Year, isn't it not for a little bit?
Yeah, their New Year's is, I believe it's in March. And I think it's the year of the rooster, or that might have been last year.
Every year is a year of the for you. You know that. Oh, God, there we go again. Sorry.
All this
all year.
Yeah, that's why 2016 was a fucking it was year of the year.
You've indulged in protein shakes, you know, of the power to variety. Yes,
I have. Yeah,
it's a daily thing for me. Well, I've recently discovered that I might have an allergy to the whey in protein. It's the whey protein. Like if I have that, you weaponize me. Like it is horrible. Now I gotta go to try to find some health food store and hunt down. Yeah, because I still need a protein shake. You can't.
Oh yeah, go to Costco. They got the green pea.
Green pea protein sounds. Disgusting.
Sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Sounds like.
But it's
oh, I just had a big workout. I'm feeling pretty manly. I might as well wash down this cup of asshole.
If ever there was a marriage made in heaven, exactly. It's me and Puddin'.
Even if, let's just say Margot Robbie's not showing up and it's just you and Puddin'. Still happening.
It's still happening. It is still happening. It's disgusting, but it is happening.
It's happening. There's probably more pudding involved.
Avert your eyes, children.
Why are there children watching you satisfy yourself with
pudding? Why are there not? It's me and pudding.
You speck at the French, right?
I do speck at the French, yeah.
I do not speck at the French, but because I'm working here in Southern Ontario, I am pretty much the French guy on the site. The topic came up. And like, well, how do you say job in French? I said, you can't literally change or translate words. Because then I said, basically, if you want to say job, it'd be like me asking you for windy work.
Even in English, if you're not familiar with the term, you don't know what it means.
Yeah, that doesn't give you any hints. Exactly.
And so, and there, I don't think there's a direct one, right? There's
you can say suck my cock. That's pretty direct.
It's a little more vulgar, especially in church.
Especially in church. And then a guy at work today was like, "Well, you think that could happen?" And I'm like, "Excuse me?" And he goes, "Well, if you're allergic to peanuts, you think you could have a reaction if you're eating your girlfriend's ass and you got a hint of peanut?" I'm like, "What? Like peanut oil? Like what do you or an actual peanut?" Like
Well, if you're highly allergic to peanuts, and she put peanut oil on her? Yes.
Well, yeah,
yes,
of course. But what if she had a peanut butter sandwich the day before?
Well then you've been licking too deep.
Okay.
Stop f***ing drilling for oil, right? It's a surface thing, all right?
Chelmsford, Ontario. You know, I've seen some Sasquatch-like people.
Ease up on the ladies from Chelmsford.
coming out of the local tavern, but yeah, I've seen some.
I've had a few nights with a few Yeti in there, and yeah, it happens. It happens.
It happens.
Stop drinking. Stop drinking now. An Arkansas man has been arrested after he was accused of having sex with the family's pet donkey on multiple occasions. Well, that took a turn. This is something I would, as a cop, I'd be like, oh, what the fuck?
Well, and, yeah, you don't need to see it, but, you know, we all got an internet connection. Let's fucking grow up here. Like, you know, this is Arkansas for fuck's sakes. Haven't seen a grown man fuck a donkey before? God damn it. We're taking off. She goes, oh, I know what's wrong with me. You know what I had last night I haven't had in a really long time? I said, what's that, Granny? She said, a really big wiener. And I f***ing lost my biting my hand, and my brother beside me is in tears. And then it dawned on me. My father took her shopping at Costco the night before. Oh, she had a Costco wiener.
Only clowns can attend this special screening of horror film It.
With sexy results.
It's never sexy clowns, Rob. Those are nothing good ever comes from clowns, right? Even Ronald McDonald has killed more people.
Oh, of course, and I'm sure molested thousands.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What's in this ball pit? Why is it grabbing me? I don't understand.
I apologize, McDonald's. That's we're just joking here. We don't.
That was out of left field, but all right. Police are hunting for jogger who keeps defecating on sidewalk.
I've heard this. It has to be nefarious. Like, it can't be like, oh, I have to crap every time I fucking pass this one house.
Maybe cut out the dates in your diet. I'm not sure.
Maybe it's a sexual thing. Her and her husband are like, oh, honey, why don't you go poop on that chick's lawn again? Oh, yeah. And he's pleasuring himself in the car somewhere. Like, fuck. The woman probably works with her husband and doesn't realize it. Why don't you go take a dump on Wendy's lawn for me?
Or maybe it's MK Ultra. Maybe it's like mind control device or something. And he's just like, he's got like a, you know, hypnotherapy. You will poop on this lady's lawn.
No, I think it's sexual. Let's not get too stupid. Oh, yeah, it's good. You know how they, biscuits and gravy in the States?
Yeah.
And we have them here.
We do.
But in the UK, we'll have to run this past our UK correspondent, Rob Wade. Biscuits there mean like cookies to us. That's when they hear in the UK and they hear like, oh, you have some biscuits and gravy. It's like, you're putting gravy on Chips Ahoy? What's the f***ing matter with you? Oh my God, you Americans are gluttons.
I don't think it's gravy. I think they just call it frosting. For myself, you know, we have the tasty nudes and the tasteful nudes. My pull list is completely different.
Yes. Well,
at the end of my pull list, I'm a little sore.
Yes. Well, truth be told, the majority of our pasty or tasty nudes, if you're pulling to those ones, we got to talk after the show.
Yeah, when you're stuck in a pinch.
Someone else from the network said, oh, yeah, so-and-so recognized your T-shirt. They're going to say hi to you. I said, well, why didn't they? He said, well, you're in the bathroom. I said, well, yeah, that's fine. I said, just next time if he sees me in the bathroom or anywhere else, just say, hey, Commonwealth, like, make sure I'm not in the stall, and don't make sure he doesn't tap his foot because I might get the wrong idea. And
you don't want to get confused and, you know, confuse an invitation for...
You're on vacation, right? You know? I jammed your phone down my pants. Snap the pic. Who owns that pic?
I do. Artistic. My camera.
Your camera, but my dick. And yeah, I took it.
Doesn't matter.
I took the photograph.
It doesn't matter.
What are you saying? My dick doesn't have rights? Fuck you. Off the court.
Let me tell you about my dick. All right. I'm just wondering, how does the San Diego Comic-Con fit in like con season? Like, does the con season start in September?
No. Usually it's March, I guess. There's a few of them that start up. You mean like it's like a summer thing?
Oh, so it's like 6 months of cons. It's like NASCAR. The season lasts like almost all year.
Yeah, but I make more right turns in cons, so than NASCAR. That's true.
Yeah, well, of course, for us, the big one is Fan Expo.
Yep.
And, of course, I'm just waiting for Con-Con.
Con-Con?
Yeah, it's going to be just Wrath of Shaka.
A Shaka Con? Are you waiting for Shaka Con?
my grandma, she would always come to our cottage with us, and she would always dance whatever the music was. So one time we brought in a Rat album.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And then we start playing the music. We're like, hey, grandma, what do you think of this? And she was like, oh, I like it. She just starts dancing to Rat. And we're like, this is the greatest moment of my life.
Exactly. Love will find a way, just give it time. She's like, I prefer their later stuff, like their Detonator album. Email us at romanpodcast@gmail.com. We have our Tasty Nude campaign. I am a happily married man with a newborn baby in the house. If you have any tasteful nudes, go ahead and send them to me, care of Rob. But if you have any tasty nudes, send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com, care of Roman. And Roman will happily peruse your tasty nudes.
I am a peruser.
Well, there you have it. Roman Pod and Cast Greatest Hits Volume 2. So we really hope you enjoyed it. And from both Roman and I, have a Merry Christmas. I hope you have a great holiday. And we will see you in 2018. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.